Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you enjoyed last week's teaching, Living in the Spirit, Life in the Spirit.
Yeah.
That is true life in abundance, operating in the joy of the Lord when we are connected to God by the Spirit of God. Inward dwelling, meeting up, linking up with the spirit of man that is in each and every one of us. So our teaching this week is the spirit of man can only reach its ultimate potential if it's combined with the Holy Spirit of God. I'm going to say it again so we can write it down and we can meditate on this point. The spirit of man can only reach its full potential, its ultimate potential, if it's combined with the Holy Spirit of God. And as we were going over the topic, it reminded me of a balloon. When a balloon is deflated, it has potential, it has the capacity to hold, but it's not until the breath enters it that it's able to expand and take the form, take the shape. So there's a spirit of man that is in each and every one of us, but we must be inwardly dwelled with the Spirit of God entering the spirit of man.
That's right. And this morning, just a brief recap so that we understand if you're listening to us for the first time, and we don't want you to be lost. So we just want to recap quickly the spirit of man. We are all, so we're going to make a bold statement, Pastor Dan and Pastor Emily, that we are spirit being. All human are spirit being. All human are spirit being. So get that this morning. Job chapter 3, verse 4. Job chapter 3 and verse 4 will confirm this statement here. I'm making this statement, then we go. We must understand the spirit of a man. That is, the spirit of a man is completely different from the spirit of God. The spirit of God. Okay. So let's get this understanding and this foundation. So if we go into Job chapter 33 and verse 4, it will give us the insight into this teaching this morning. And I would love for you to get some notes. In Job chapter 33 and verse 4, the Spirit of God has made me. That's number one, right? Mm-hmm. So how did man made? We were made by the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. So we know God is a spirit. So Job says, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Mm-hmm. Now, if we slip back over in Job 32 now, Job 32 and verse 8 says, but there is a spirit in man. There is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty give him understanding. So we know man has a spirit in him, which is not the same as the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is God himself. That's the point I'm making, Pastor Diana.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit, when we say the Spirit of God, is God himself. Mm-hmm. That's who he is. A man has a spirit that God put in him, in creation, so that he can what? Communicate with him. Because God is spirit. And man is composed of body, soul, and spirit. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we are spirit beings.
Yes.
We reside in a body. And then we have a soul, which is our feelings, our emotions, our thought patterns, our opinions, our feelings. So we're spirit beings ultimately, because God knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. So God knew the spirit of us, and then it came into the physical realm through the womb of a woman, entered in a body that's only designed for the earth. Because once our time to transition back into God, back into eternity comes, this body stays behind. This physical body remains here in the earth. So what goes is our spirit,
yes,
and also our soul.
Yes.
Because we're still going to have the memories. We're still going to have a thought process. Our soul is going with us. So
yes,
it's going to be the spirit and the soul are going,
yes,
and the body is staying.
Yes.
The body belongs to the earth, and it's staying in the earth.
Absolutely. Let's look at Zechariah. Can some of you find Zechariah? Zechariah 12 and verse 1. Zechariah, and we want to go to verse 12 in this study. I want to invite each and everyone to stay tuned to this beautiful study all week, this week, and to invite a friend. And invite your friend, bring your friend to listen to this teaching and glean understanding from the Word of God. You find that, Diana?
Zechariah, which chapter?
12.
12, which verse?
Verse 1.
Verse 1. The burden of the word of the Lord against Israel. Thus says the Lord, who stretches out the heavens, lays the foundation of the earth, and forms the spirit of man within him.
So let's stay here, mm-hmm, because we do not want to confuse anyone. We want our listeners to understand very careful the teaching, and that it's not our own idea. We're not putting a spin on what we're saying. We're taking the Word of God, the way it is written, and we've been enlightened with understanding. And so with statement we made that the spirit of a man is different from when we say the spirit of God. Mm-hmm. The spirit of God is God himself. Mm-hmm. The spirit of a man is not God. Mm-hmm. But it's a spirit that God put in man so that when he formed him, so that he can communicate. And we can have communication with him. And how sweet it is when you look, and how clear it is, when you look at Zechariah 12 and verse 1. It tells us here that the heaven lay, that the Lord God who stretched out the heaven laid the foundation of the earth and formed the spirit of man within. So God put a spirit in man. So that's why when we say clearly that man is a what? Spirit being. Mm-hmm. That's where we're coming from. That's the proof of the word. Go ahead, guys.
And when you look at the differentiation in the text, when it's saying the spirit of man, it's lowercase.
Yes.
And this is in the New King James Version. And then when it's talking about the Holy Spirit of God, it's capitalized.
Okay.
So there is a distinction there in the translation. So here in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 1, when it says it forms the spirit of man within him, that's all lowercase.
Yes.
So that's talking about the spirit of man within us.
Right. That God placed in us.
Yes.
So, and that's why our thought for the whole week that we're teaching, but before we can really dig into it, the spirit of a man can only reach its ultimate what? Potential, mm-hmm, if it combined with the Holy Spirit of God.
So we've been saying this a long time all along. We're always saying connect in the spirit. So
yeah,
what this basically means is if you try to be godly and be a good Christian and to communicate with God. If you let the carnal man come in between, it's not going to work.
That's exactly right.
That's it in a nutshell. We're spirit beings. We were born spirit beings, and it's our spirit that will go back to heaven. So while we're in this carnal flesh, we need to learn how to connect to God in the spirit. And we can do that by reading his word and by going into prayer. And these are the ways we can see how we can connect in the spirit. Because if we truly want to do what God wants us to do and survive in this hard life, we need to become connected to God in the spirit.
Okay. Let's go to another scripture, guys. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Because we're laying this foundation here so that we have clear understanding.
Mm-hmm. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. And in that verse, there's the distinction. The spirit of man, which is in him, is all lowercase.
Yes.
And then even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God, capitalized.
Right. So there it is. As we segue into our main, with I hope this morning, if you tune in for the first time, you are getting the understanding of the teaching. And the foundation teaching that we're laying here all week. So we see that the two, they are different right here. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, they are distinctly different. For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of that man that God placed in him? Mm-hmm. And it's in low capital, as you says, Pastor Diana. And what man knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. So the way in which we get to know the things of God is by the Holy Spirit of God that connect to the human spirit. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Just like what our physical bodies, our cells reproduce after their kind. And then in the womb, they begin to form organs and they begin to form the different systems of the body. They multiply after their kind. So now here we have the spirit part. So the spirit of man must be filled with the spirit of God in order to increase and multiply after its kind. So just like we understand it biologically, physically, now there's this part of us, the spirit of man, that's to connect with the spirit of God in order to multiply and produce. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.